Welcome back to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket, Josh Zicky, Matt Misler, Tony O all in the studio giving you another 2 hours. If you want to miss any of it, go check. Where, Miz?
Who's audioboom.com. Or, I'll tweet it out as well. So boom. At the Miz on air.
At the Miz on air. You'll find those. If you missed anything of today's show or want to listen to past shows, it's all on audioboom.com. Also WTK.com, but I don't believe we have a category yet.
No, and that blows.
That's not cool.
No, not cool, bro.
All right, let's go winners and losers real quick. Tony O, your winner.
My winner is going to be the Alabama basketball team, who played for something like 10 minutes of their game last night against Minnesota with only three players, so it was 3-on-5. This was after they lost seven players to ejection after a fight, one player to an injury, and another player to fouling out. They were left with only three left, and they only lost the game by 5 points. And they were really in it to the end. I mean, I think they closed the lead down to like within one score. So they're going to be my winner this week.
Yeah, and I thought it was just very funny because they were doing updates of not just the players that were ejected, but also fans and everyone else that was in the arena that left. Tony O, your loser.
My loser is going to be Tennessee football. This is the first year in school history where they did not win a single SEC game. This is including the Derek Dooley years. Tennessee is in a really tough spot. Obviously, they fired Butch Jones a few weeks ago. Brady Hoke is now the interim head coach. Doesn't look like he's probably going to get tapped to be the next head coach of Tennessee football.
All right, and your Heisman winner?
My Heisman winner? Baker Mayfield.
All right, keep moving on.
All right, I'm going to send it to Miz. Who is your winner?
My winner this week is Greensboro, North Carolina, and it has to do with last night. For the first time in God knows how long, Starrcade came back. And this is if you grew up a wrestling fan down in WCW days, Starrcade was like their WCW's version of like the Survivor Series. It was always kind of the weekend or the Thursday of Thanksgiving. They had a little house show, and they actually had a whole bunch of the WCW legends that come back. Ric Flair, Dustin Rhodes, who is the son of the late, great Dusty Rhodes, who came back as his actual natural persona, not as Goldust. And then you got to see, you know, the enforcer, Arn Anderson, lay a spine buster. And that's something that if you've never seen, you got to go check it.
And your loser.
I got to take your whole your winner, actually, and make it my loser. It's just the entire men's athletics of Alabama. Not only did you lose on the gridiron to your in-state rival and lose your shot at an undefeated season, but you also you lost your entire bench. One of your players fouled out, and then you had an injury, thus making you play 5-on-3. And it just looked like the oddest, pickup game you ever saw. So Alabama football and men's basketball, you're my loser this week. Jay-Z, your winner.
My winner's got to be Auburn. Way to mess up the college football playoff. They were not, you know, a two-loss team, and they go beat Georgia. Then they beat Alabama. I don't believe anyone in the committee wanted that to happen, especially after the first one, not the second one as well. Very few people, if they would have parlayed those two games together, would have made a lot of money. So Auburn, you're my winner.
And your loser.
My loser has to be the guys, the offensive lineman who carried Baker Mayfield's jersey during the coin flip to make sure everyone know he was still there. Yes, because he was still playing in the game a couple plays later. So obviously you guys, he didn't die. He just was missed a few plays for getting in trouble, then saying sorry. I think he should get in trouble for the sorry than more than anything.
Yeah.
So coming up in just a few minutes at 12:30, we have NFL coverage. Then at 4 p.m. or 3:30, right? 3:30?
3:30 is when coverage starts, yes.
Michigan, 5-1, takes on UC Riverside, and they're 2-2. Right now, Michigan's favored by 21 points, so catch that. And then Michigan State, North Carolina tonight, 8:30 ESPN. Everyone have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You're listening to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket.